Joe having to go inside, change things up a lot in terms of what you're hoping to get done today?
Not really. I think we still had a, you know, pretty good day. The only thing that changed was, you know, was us coming out here and practicing in front of the fans. You know, that's something that we enjoy to do. That's something that they enjoy to come out and watch us. So, you know, we're a little disappointed that we weren't able to come out and practice in front of them, but we still had a productive day.
Buzz was asking if you noticed the lightning when you came out here the first time. Did you see it?
I didn't pay attention to it. You know, I was just focused on what the coach was asking me to do out there. And then I see the coach jump. I'm like, he's supposed to be a tough guy. I mean, you know, but nah, I didn't pay attention to it at all.
Tomorrow you get to put on the pads. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think we had a little taste of it today, too. You know, we came out, we worked hard. But tomorrow, we definitely put those pads on, so it's going to be a real practice.
It's almost like a rite of passage of the day for training camp, like first-day pads. A little bit?
A lot of, man, this guy's going to be looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of sleepless nights, you know, I tell you that much.
Does it throw you off balance or off kilter moving indoors from the outdoors yesterday?
No, it didn't throw us off balance at all. You know, we're still coming out here, we're still looking to come out and have you know, productive days and, you know, try to get better each and every day we come out here on the field. No matter where it's at, either it's on the grass or in the bubble, it doesn't matter.
Weston said it was a little warm in there today.
Yeah, it was a little humid. It was a little humid in there, but you know, it's summertime. It's supposed to be hot, you know, so I think it pretty much helped us out today.
Before you get the pads on, you have to hold yourself back a little bit, particularly Weston saying, particularly you linebackers.
I'm not holding myself back. I mean, you know, I'm going out there and playing how, you know, the game is supposed to be played. But, you know, tomorrow it's going to have to be picked up just a couple notches because, you know, the offense, they're definitely going to try to come at us tomorrow and we have to be ready.
With DJ's sideline to start the season, Wesley's talking about how he's really seizing the opportunity. Do you get that sense that he's, you know, really chomping at the bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, he's coming to work every day working hard and he's trying to make sure that, you know, he know everything on the field, so when his number is called, he's able to go out there and perform, and we don't skip a beat. So he's ready, you know, and the guys behind him are ready as well.
Some of those younger guys too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Everyone is hungry. You know, no spots are given to you. You know, you have to come out here and earn them each and every day. So you know, the guys they know that. So you know, they're definitely coming out hungry each and every day, trying to get better.
What kind of impression has Danny made for the
team? Yeah, he made a pretty good impression. I mean, the guy's fast. He can flow. He can get to the ball. He's a playmaker. You know, he's one of those guys where, you know, you don't really have to teach him too much. You know, the game pretty much comes natural to him, and he's able to go out there and perform. So, you know, he's gonna be a pretty good addition to the team.
What about Wesley? It seems like this is his chance to maybe really get in there and get a lot of playing time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, he's had a lot of playing time in the past, so experience-wise, he's fine. But, yeah, he's definitely ready. You know, he's ready to go out here and play and, you know, start games and play full games and do all those things. So, you know, I have no doubt that, you know, with his ability and, you know, what he can do out there on the field.
Joe, can you talk about the expectations of this linebacking core this season?
It's high expectations. I mean, when we have a defensive coordinator that play linebacker, you know, he expect a lot out of us. And, you know, he expect that each and every day. So, so far, you know, he's been trying to talk to us and let us know what he want. And, you know, each and every day it's starting to get more and more intense. So, you know, we just have to make sure we come out ready.
You've been starting a while, but you feel like that there's something else you can show in coverage because they're using you and Nickel as one, two back.
Yeah, you know, that's been a knock on me since I've been in the league. You know, I'm a two-down linebacker. So, you know what, I'm just trying to come out here and prove myself. You know, doesn't matter how many years I played, doesn't matter that I'm still a part of the team. I'm still trying to come out and prove myself each and every day. And, you know, the coaches, they see me out here working hard. So, you know, those are the people that I'm really, you know, just focusing in on and trying to pay attention to a little bit more so that, you know, I come out here prepared.
Joe, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.